grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. With everything that's going on in the world around us and in our personal lives, sometimes we need a reminder of what is the most important thing. Sometimes we need God to remind us that He is God, and above all else, He deserves and desires our fear, love, and trust. God's people of every time and place have always needed this reminder. As God's people, we have needed a divine reminder of His sovereignty and supremacy almost constantly since our fall into sin in the Garden of Eden. And we especially needed it way back in the 6th and 7th centuries BC when God spoke through the prophet Isaiah about what would happen at Jerusalem, how it would fall and we would be exiled into Babylon. That's the setting for our Old Testament lesson today. And through Isaiah, God is reminding His people that He is God and that He, above all else, deserves our fear, love, and trust. But now concerning this fall of Jerusalem, the exile into Babylon, and the eventual return to Judea, God told Isaiah to preach these words about His people and about Cyrus, who would conquer Babylon and allow them to return home. He said to Isaiah, he said, say this, I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who called you by your name, I am the Lord, and there is no other besides me. There is no God. God spoke these words to Cyrus, who was the Persian king who had conquered Babylon many years before Cyrus. He said these words many years before Cyrus was even born. God spoke these words to Judah many years before they were sent into exile, and many years before they even thought of returning home. And tonight, God speaks these words to you and me, when we so badly need to be reminded of that one most important thing, that He is our God and there is no other. So, what is the most important thing in your life right now? Is there anything keeping you from embracing the first commandment? You shall have no other gods before me. Let's see. Do you fear greatly for your health because your body keeps failing you? Do you love with your whole heart the fact that you still have your mind because you see all around you the effects of Alzheimer's and dementia, and thankfully you are still free of those afflictions? And do you trust ever so much in the kindness and love of your friends and family? Because without them, you couldn't still live as freely and be self-reliant as we are. The question before us this evening is this. What do you fear, love, and trust above everything else? And the word of God for us for tonight is this. If you fear something more than me, if you love something more than me, if you trust anything at all more than me, says God, today is the day to put it away. And hear again what God says, not just to Cyrus, not just to the Babylonian exiles, but to each of you, right here and right now. God says these words to you. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. He says, I, the Lord, who called you by your name, am the God of Israel. I have called you by your name, and I have named you, though you do not know me. He says, I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no other God besides me. I love Isaiah. God calls you by your name. Whether he calls you to conquer kingdoms in faraway lands, like he called Cyrus, the king of Persia, or whether he calls you to maintain your faith and your faithfulness in dire circumstances, like he did Judah while they were in exile, or whether he calls you to struggle mightily against idolatry and the devil in the face of sickness and disease and injury and death, like he does for you and I. No matter what he calls you, God calls you by your name. He calls you and he says to you, I am the God of Israel. I am the God of all my church. I am the God and the good shepherd. And I am the God of your life too. God wants you to know that he is the one true God, that he is your true God, and that there is no other. No matter how hard the devil tries to convince you, vitality, health, and your youth, those are not gods. They are fleeting blessings poured down upon us while we travel on our way from this place to the promised land. No matter how hard the world tries to convince you, a healthy mind and clear thinking, those aren't gods either. They too are earthly blessings given to guide our thoughts and words and deeds under the light of the Word of God. And no matter how hard your flesh tries to tell you otherwise, family and friends and others who have helped you in this life are also not worthy of praise and adoration fit for the divine. They're but helpers from God to accompany you on the way to eternal life. God, Yahweh, Jehovah, Elohim, Adonai, the Lord is God and there is no other. His hand makes the light and his hand makes the darkness. By his will, which he reveals, peace prevails among us. And by his will, which he conceals, calamity strikes when and where it will. God does all these things. And he's the most important thing in your life and in mine. More than anything else, God wants you to know the one for whom he has subdued nations and loosed the armor of kings. God our Father wants you to know the one for whom he has opened the double doors of your heart so that the gates will not be shut. Our Heavenly Father wants you to know that he has sent a prophet to go before his anointed and make the crooked places straight that his son may find his way to you. God our Father knows your name, and he wants you to know and to trust and to believe in the name of the one whose name is above all names, at whose name every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. God has called you by your name to put the name of Jesus on your forehead and your heart by the word and water of holy baptism. God has called you by name to forgive you your sins in Jesus' name and by his shed blood, and thereby make your name a sign to the nations of the name and love and salvation of the one named Jesus. God has called you that he may gird you, Isaiah says, that he may wrap you up in his loving arms and point your head to see the sun as it rises and as it sets, so that you may see Christ, the Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in his wings when he comes again in glory on that great and glorious last day to judge the living and the dead, and to raise you up to everlasting life. And now, thus says the Lord who created you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine, says the Lord. I am the Lord, and there is no other. And that is the most important thing. Praise God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.